I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog. I got to take a few minutes here and plug a couple of my sponsors, folks, but I want to make a quick comment on Linda calling in and saying they're turning it all over to the UN. Yes, maybe that is their plans, but guess what? There's been a few monkey wrenches thrown in the pile because Chavez is coming up with these five countries in the banking. They're putting together a banking system that does not include the IMF. Vladimir Putin is not going along and goose-stepping with the rest of the crowd. Iran is not doing the same thing. So we've got some hope here. We got Ron Paul running, and I'll guarantee you, he isn't a part of this cabal. So, yes, that very well indeed could be and most likely is the plan. And then ultimately, when the United States is drained economically, militarily, and so forth, we're going to be viewed as the bad guy. But there's hope here. So I'm sorry you're not listening, Linda. I know who you are. This lovely lady sent me some information that I read on the air a couple of months ago regarding that very fact that John Kennedy did sign that agreement with the UN back in 1961. Don't quote me on that, folks. It could have been 62. I'm not sure. But anyway, before I continue with this article, I want to put out a quick plug for my buddy Don Wiskin with Cardivite. Folks, I take the product. It works. My pains have gone away. You hear that advertisement on RBN all the time. Cardivite, Canada at 613-376-6229, or in the United States it's 877-928-8822. John Onesti, my buddy behind the scenes. I've worked with him on a couple of issues. Folks, very, very pleasant guy to deal with. Onesti Investment Advisors. If you have a question regarding stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, buying gold, not buying gold, what to do with your house, what not to do with your house, give him a call. He does not make any money unless you make money. He's an investment advisor. He does not work on commission. His number, 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. And, of course, I do not want to leave out Lametco International. Todd Metallo, I take his product Immunite, Oxy Supreme, Coral Calcium, excellent products. And, of course, I'm all about supplements and protecting myself from the poisons in the water, the poisons in the food, and the poisons from the chemtrails of which they're splashing all over us. Give Lametco International a call at 800-933-2565. Again, that's 800-933-2565. They have a package just for you. If you want to buy some gold or silver, Robbie Noel, 800-691-7898. Again, that's 1-800-691-7898. You all know who Robbie Noel is. He has a show that comes on right after John Statmiller. And so much for the sponsors for the day. But again, I promote these people, folks, because I take their products or I have used their services, and yes, they do indeed work. And of course, as you know, I'm working on a couple of more here. I'm really into this license plate thing, though. Anybody out there that's used one of those cans of spray on their license plate, if it's worked for you, please give me an email or give me a call on or off the air. I want to talk to you because I'll tell you what, I'll be running roughshod up and down Scottsdale Road selling this to everybody I know because I see those vans all over the place and they make me sick. All right, with that, getting back to my article here, penned by Sean Penn, no pun intended. Excuse me. Let's see. But I was talking about the Constitution here, most importantly our own, and what an odd week it has been. Our culture is ingrained with a tradition that blurs the line between what is right, what is just, and what is constitutional, and what is a scam. That tradition is the cult of personality. What can TV sell? What kind of crap will we buy? And at what point are we buying and selling our rights, our pride, our flag, our children, and succumbing to meaningless slogans that are ultimately pure titles for un-Americanism? Well, got to go to another break. Be back after the break with the balance of this article, and I'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Call in with a question, comment, or if you've used that bottle of spray for your license plate. Be right back.
Oh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, I want to be running down the road trying to loosen my load selling license plate spray. But first, I got to know it works. But anyway, phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. I want to continue with this article penned by Sean Penn. No pun intended. He says, how do we know what's American and what's not? Because John Wayne tells us so? Because Sean Penn tells us so? Susan Sarandon, Bill O'Reilly, Michael Moore, Senator Bull, or Senator S-H-I-T? And my bowel expenditure culture? No, it's our Constitution. We don't use it just to win. We depend on it because it's the only us worth being, or the only U.S. worth being. Pick your poison there. And because it's our children's inheritance from our shared forefathers and the tradition that really do speak best for our country. So here's the question. We got Iowa coming up. We got New Hampshire right on its butt. Do we sell it for electability? If Hitler were the only candidate, would voting for him be most American? Jump on a plane with me, okay? We're over in the Middle East now. Let's land. Take a deep breath. Imagine the bodies. And by the way, I want to insert this, folks. Sean Penn did just that, as most of you know. He did jump on a plane, and he did go over there. Imagine the bodies, burned and mutilated. The concussive sounds of gunfire and explosives defining the last horrifying moments of the dying and the dead. Imagine the millions of refugees fleeing through the deserts of Iraq, the babies crying, and the stench of death in the air. Yuck. Let's get back on the plane and head home. Now, imagine American servicemen, dead or broken, returning from a broken military to a silent casket or a broken Veterans Administration, to broken lives and broken businesses, broken wives, unspoken husbands, and devastated children. And what for? What have we gained? Al-Qaeda recruitment is up. Terrorism is up. Quality of life is down in our country and around the world. While the rich continue to get richer and the poor poorer and more numerous, and on the verge of a recession, there's a couple of things I need to correct with Sean Penn. We are in a recession, but I'm just going to go from what he's saying, folks. We are witnessing the dramatic disassembling of the middle class amidst a flood of foreclosures and unpayable debts. To Osama bin Laden's infinite delight, we have become a country of principle breakers rather than principle bearers. And as you know, folks, and I know, believe me, I'm preaching to the choir here, but there are a number of things in this article that could be corrected in the enlightenment of some of the naivety of Sean Penn. But let me continue with this anyway, because overall, his heart is there. We are torturers, and we too often imprison only the weak. When our own administration chooses its bewilderingly un-American agenda over the Constitution in defining American values, principles, and law, bin Laden laughs at the weakened sheep that we and our representatives have become. No, it's not bin Laden that laughs, Sean. It's the globalists that laugh. High crimes and misdemeanors? How about full-blown treason for the outing of our own CIA operatives? How about full-blown treason for those who support this administration through media propaganda? While I'm not a proponent of the death penalty, existing law provides that the likes of Cheney, Bush, Rumsfeld, and Rice, if found guilty, could have hoods thrown over their heads, their hands bound, facing a 12-man rifle corps executioning death by firing squad. And our cowardly, democratically nominated House and Senate can barely find one voice willing to propose so much as an impeachment. Now, here we go. Here's where he comes into Dennis Kucinich. And by the way, I'll agree with him on this issue, folks. That one voice of a true American, that one voice of Congressman Dennis Kucinich. This is not going to be a soundbite, not if I can help it. I'm torn. I'm torn between the conventional wisdom of what we all keep being told is electability and the idealism that perhaps alone can live up to the challenges of our generation. Of the Democrats running for president, only Congressman Dennis Kucinich's candidacy is backed by a voting record of moral courage and a history of service to our country that has fully earned our support and our gratitude. Now, I agree with him on that, folks. And when I say support, I'm not speaking to Democrats alone, but rather to every American who would take the time on behalf of their children, our planet, and our soldiers to educate themselves on the Kucinich platform. In the recent debate among Democrats in Las Vegas, the candidates, one after the other, placed security ahead of human rights. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Any society that would give up a little liberty to gain a little security will deserve neither and lose both." Then there was a good old Patrick Henry. Remember him? "Give me liberty or give me death." These were the real tough bastards, the real John Waynes. These are the traditions we should be serving. I found the debate infuriating, nearly an argument for fascism with few exceptions, key among them Dennis Kucinich. Of course, as a tragic politician, Mrs. Clinton pulled out her set of Ginsu knives and dominated once again on centrist political strategy. In fending off attacks upon she, the frontrunner, she reminded the audience and her fellow candidates, "We are all Democrats." Wolf Blitzer asked each candidate if they would support the other should they themselves not be the nominee. One after another, the answer, yes. One exception, Dennis Kucinich, who with the minimal time allotted him, once again rose up beyond the soundbite and put principle ahead of party, argued policy rather than politeness. He has been the dominant voice of integrity on issues of trade, labor, education, environment, health, civil liberties, and the one endlessly determined voice of peace. Yes, but I have to insert here Sean Penn. He's also a gun grabber, if I recall. But is he too short? Does his haircut not appeal? Is he not loyal enough to a cowardly Democratic platform? Does he not appeal to the cult of personality? And what if the answer is yes? What if Denis Kucinich, the most deserving and noble of candidates, the most experienced in issues of policy and the least willing to play into the politics of personal power? What if we can't elect a man simply on the basis of the best ideas, the most courage, and the most selfless service? What does it say about our country when we can't rally the voices of the common good to support a man like our troops who would die for us, who would die for our Constitution? Who, as mayor of Cleveland at the age of 31, stood up against contracts on his life? Three separate assassins whose intent was to kill him, and he stood up for his constituency there. Nonetheless, he carries on. He continues to serve. You know what I'm seeing here, folks? Now, here's a guy. Yes, Sean Penn obviously is a liberal, and he's a Democrat. But even though he's not as awake as he could be, he still finds himself in a semblance of a position of which we find ourselves, and that is that we're all advocates of Ron Paul. We see a media that blacks him out. We see they don't even go into ad hominem attacks anymore. They just ignore him. And Sean Penn, in his Democratic side, is experiencing the same thing with Denis Kucinich, and there are similarities between Kucinich and Ron Paul. As I said, you know, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Denis Kucinich is against or is pro banning of guns or gun control. But there are some issues that Denis Kucinich is right along with Ron Paul advocating that are constitutional. Let me continue. I've been a supporter of Denis Kucinich for several years, and I've been torn lately. I've been torn by the allure of electability. I began to invest some support in a very good man, one among Denis' opponents, who seems to be finding himself as a constitutional defender. Now, let me read that again. Is he talking about Ron Paul here? I began to invest some support in a very good man, one among Denis' opponents, who seem to be finding himself as a constitutional defender. But he's not one yet. He is, however, among those that we allow the media to distinguish as electable. But we're talking about the Constitution here. We're talking about our country. I have decided not to participate in proactive support on the basis of media distinctions. I have chosen to pledge my support to the singular, strongest, and most proven representative of our constitutional mandate. Well, I guess he's back to Denis Kucinich. Denis Kucinich offers us a very singular opportunity as we share this minute of time on earth. We, the people, it is for us to determine what is electable. And here's how simple it is. If we, those of us who truly believe in the Constitution of the United States of America, all of us, vote for Denis Kucinich, he will be elected. Could we call him electable then? If so, America will stand taller than ever. Well, the same could be said for Ron Paul, Sean Penn. Let me continue. Let's remind our friends in the social circles of New York and the highbrow, winner-friendly, and moneyed major cities that support Mrs. Clinton that this is not Bill Clinton. For all the misgivings I have about our former president, he raised up friends and opposition alike. His great gift as a motivator of interest in activism, of self-education and participation was, on its own merits, a unique gift. But don't underestimate personal agendas. Those that initiated NAFTA, betrayed Haitian refugees and gay rights in the military within a minute of his own election. Don't underestimate that part of him when he gives his wife the face of his talent. Don't underestimate the damage her poisonous ambition can do to this country. We can't wait for the benefit of hindsight to service the benefit of Mrs. Clinton's career. Let's raise up men and women of vision, of integrity, of belief in our principles. How exciting would that be to do? How good would that be for television? What if we turned this game around? Imagine watching on television our country raising up a leader because he represents our Constitution. Yes, good things can be good TV. So let's give the Constitution another read, shall we? And then decide who its greatest defender would be. I suggest that Republicans, Independents, and Democrats alike will find that they know who's really right in their hearts and minds. And yes, Sean Penn, very well-penned article, few mistakes in there, but I think that all of my audience will agree that Ron Paul is the man. And we both, I agree, you know, we're both underdogs here. You on the liberal Democratic side, myself and most of my listening audience on the Republican side. But the bottom line is, in a way, we're in the same boat. You're looking at an underdog who gets very little time, and even the positioning in the debates. When they line these guys up, and those of you who have watched the debates, and I'm the first to admit, I haven't watched them all. But I look at the positioning in which they find themselves as they line up for the questions. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona.
Powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Call in with a question, a comment, a story if you like. A little more time on this article with Sean Penn. And again, you know, when they parade these candidates out there for the debates, even their positioning, the main candidates, the one that they want to be most focused and centered on, the one that they want to give the most time, are always positioned in the middle. Then you've got the ones that don't have quite the ratings, if you will, don't have quite the percentage of following that they do, and they're positioned next to them. And what you'll notice, and I have noticed this, folks, if you take a good look, at least early on, and I'm not sure if they're still doing, but early on, what they would do with what they call the fringe candidates, i.e. Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul, and at the time, I think Huckabee and Brownback. I haven't paid any attention to the Democratic debates. But what they will do is they take these fringe candidates, and not only will they position them on the end, but if you'll notice, they will actually move their chairs out from the uniformity, if you will, of the rest of the chairs to subconsciously invoke in the mind of the average American that indeed these are fringe candidates and you shouldn't pay much, if any, attention to them. So this is what we find happening. And as time goes on, and as we keep seeing Ron Paul build in popularity, and we keep seeing, you know, him winning in the polls, they are literally, they are totally ignoring it. The last big blurb I heard about Ron Paul was when he had this, you know, money bomb, if you will, and they even tried to downplay that and, you know, equate it to, the terrorists in London, or, yeah, back in England, that was, I can't even remember the guy's name. But anyway, there's another money bomb that's coming up here on the 16th. I'm real curious to see what they have to say about the results of that one. Because Ron Paul, whether they like to admit it or not, Ron Paul is becoming a major contender. Now, the last time I looked at a debate, there was no longer 10 candidates. I believe there was only 8. So a couple of them, and I don't remember who they are, have dropped out. But Ron Paul's still there, even though they're not paying any attention to him, even though they're not attacking him, they're just ignoring this guy. He's still there. Now, when questions are asked, they don't give him much time. And as the caller that called in yesterday was talking about, what was the content of the question of which Ron Paul was so severely booed when he answered the question? And that is that he had mentioned trade with Cuba. Okay, but that falls right in line with his ideology of let's trade with everybody. Let's just all get along. And by virtue of the fact that the audience, whether they be dumbed down Americans or whether they be hand-picked and put in there deliberately, the reason for the boos is because they have been so propagandized that Castro is this evil dictator. All the way back since the 60s, and Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro, they trade. They're evidently their friends, as friendly as you can be, I guess, if you're, you know, in a political spectrum. It seems that in that particular arena, the tide can turn on a dime, especially if you happen to be a friend of, quote, the United States of America. Just go back to 1983 when you see the picture of Donald Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein. I see. You know, we're friends with you as long as you're a political leader that wants to jump to what our agenda and or our commands are. But if you decide that you want to turn tail and run, or if you decide that you want to accept euros for dollars because you see that your savings is being used, if you will, by inflation, then immediately you're no longer a friend. You're now part of the axis of evil, which is exactly what happened when Saddam Hussein decided in 2002 that he was going to accept euros in his oil for food program. That literally honked off the powers that be. Remember that, folks? At any rate, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I got an email here, and by the way, I got a couple of emails I'm going to read because I've been looking at my emails as I've been broadcasting here, and I've got an email from Shelley in Indianapolis, and she says, "Hey, Michael, have you ever seen or heard of the show Mythbusters on Discovery Channel? They actually tested the plate spray. They went all different speeds, and they had the camera at all different angles, and the camera read the plate every time. In other words, the spray did not work, for what it's worth, Shelley in Indianapolis." Now, let me comment on that for you, Shelley. Mythbusters. Now, I don't know how true this is, but I have, when I used to watch TV on a regular basis, I didn't pay too much attention to Mythbusters. I watched it a few times. But I had seen things. For example, I believe that they did a Mythbuster thing on the collapse of the Twin Towers on 9/11. And according to Mythbusters, it happened the way that the government said it happened. So once I saw that, the credibility of Mythbusters went right into the toilet. So I appreciate that email, but I cannot take that as the be-all and end-all for a decision as to whether I would buy this license plate spray. Another email, okay, got from Joy and Gilbert on the subject of these cameras, the lights. And she says, "Michael, I just recently there has just recently been an article in the Tribune that Gilbert is not going to get the right light cameras. One night I was out on Pecos Road and they were using the radar gun and stopping quite a few people. At least the police are out there and not using the cameras. It was kind of cool. They had plenty of cherry. They had a cherry picker way up high and using a radar gun. Yeah. Look, I don't advocate speeding. I don't advocate drunk driving.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And before I get off this subject, really quick, I want to let you know, I don't advocate speeding. I don't advocate drunk driving. What bothers me so much about these vans with these cameras that are taking pictures of people is that it's a privatized corporation, and only part of the money goes to the city, and there's this company that's making money off of you and me and everybody else. And I don't know what it is about that. That just bugs me. And they put them in these real slick positions, and they hide them very covertly, you know, to where you come up on them, and maybe you're going a little bit over the speed limit or whatever, and you can't see them until it's too late. There's something about that to me that's not fair. Anyway, shifting gears. I told you I was going to tell you about the 50 things that they don't want you to know. So I'm going to run those off. I don't have time to elaborate on any of them today because I don't have a lot of time yet. And the phone lines are open. It's 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with a question, comment, or if you've used that license plate spray, I really want to know if it worked. I don't want to hear about Mythbusters. Remember, because the show that I saw, it seems to me like it was Mythbusters, that they said the original version of the collapse of the Twin Towers was true, the government was right. Well, that just shot their credibility into the toilet. So anyway, the 50 things that they don't want you to know. Number one, The Ten Commandments we always see aren't the Ten Commandments. The original Ten Commandments are not the Ten Commandments that you see. Number two, one of the popes wrote an erotic book. Number three, the CIA commits over 100,000 serious crimes each year. Number four, the first CIA agent to die in the line of duty was Douglas McKiernan. Number five, after 9/11, the Defense Department wanted to poison Afghanistan's food supply. Number six, the U.S. government lies about the number of terrorism convictions it obtains. Number seven, the United States is planning to provoke terrorist attacks. What a surprise. Number eight, the United States and the Soviet Union considered detonating nuclear bombs on the moon. Number nine, two atomic bombs were dropped on North Carolina. Now, I read that. I've read a number of these, folks, and yes, they did indeed drop two atomic bombs on North Carolina, not to detonate them, okay, because there was a plane that was going down that was carrying two nuclear weapons, evidently, and they dropped them. They were not armed, but they did drop them. Number 10, World War III almost started in 1995. Number 11, the Korean War never ended. Number 12, Agent Orange was used in Korea. Number 13, Kent State wasn't the only or even the first massacre of college students during the Vietnam era. Number 14, Winston Churchill believed in a worldwide Jewish conspiracy. Number 15, the Auschwitz tattoo was originally an IBM code number. I'm sure that a lot of you guys knew that. I knew that. Did a little research on it. Number 16, Adolf Hitler's blood relatives are alive and well and living in New York State. Number 17, around one quarter of witches were men. Number 18, the Virginia colonists practiced cannibalism. Number 19, many of the pioneering feminists opposed abortion. Number 20, black people served in the Confederate Army. Some of these are really a no-brainer, but, you know, some of them are kind of interesting. Number 1, electric cars have been around. This is number 21, I'm sorry. No, electric cars have been around since the 1880s. Number 22, and we see this all the time, juries are allowed to judge the law, not just the facts. We know that in seeing some of these tax trials going on with Larkin Rose and Sherry Jackson and Irwin Schiff and all that. Number 23, and here's another good one that you probably know, the police aren't legally obligated to protect you. Number 24, the government can take your house and land and then sell them to private corporations. It's called eminent domain. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that one. Number 25, the Supreme Court has ruled that you are allowed to ingest any drug, especially if you're an addict. Number 26, the age of consent in most of the United States is not 18. Number 27, most scientists don't read all of the articles that they cite. Number 28, Louis Pasteur suppressed experiments that didn't support his theories. Number 29, the creator of the GAIA hypothesis supports nuclear power. Number 30, this one's interesting, folks, and it's probably something that many of you already knew. I didn't know that. I suspected it. But number 30 is genetically engineered humans have already been born. Now, if I have time, I might read one or two of these, but I'm going to go through them because I don't have a lot of time left here. Number 31, the insurance industry wants to genetically test all policyholders. That's interesting, being as I came from the insurance industry, and it certainly does not surprise me. Number 32, smoking causes problems other than lung cancer and heart disease. I'm sure that you all knew that. Number 33, herds of milk-producing cows are rife with bovine leukemia virus. And number 34, most doctors don't know the radiation level of CAT scans. And we know that, that high levels of radiation cause cancer, and we know that they're irradiating our food. So we'll go to number 35, medication errors kill thousands each year. Did you know, number 36, that prescription drugs kill over 100,000 people annually? Number 37, work kills more people than war. I guess that would be stress-related, huh? I don't know. I've had a couple of jobs during my lifetime that I felt I was going to have a heart attack over. Every once in a while, it happens to me in this job. Number 38, the suicide rate is highest among the elderly. That's interesting. You know, I thought the suicide rate was highest among psychiatrists or psychologists. Number 39, for low-risk people. What's a low-risk people? All right, for low-risk for low-risk people, a positive result from an HIV test is wrong half the time. That's interesting. Number 40, DNA matching is not infallible. Number 41, an FBI expert testified that lie detectors are worthless for security screening. You know, I and I'll take a break here for a second and tell you, when I was going through my classes, when you know I was studying to get certified in private investigation, I learned a little bit about lie detectors, and I learned how people beat those lie detectors, and it's really interesting. Don't have time to get into it today, but in saying this, an FBI expert testified that lie detectors are worthless for security screening. I vehemently agree with that guy, because if you know the tricks to beat a lie detector, it's not hard to do. Number 42, this one's going to be hard to believe. The Bayer Company made heroin. Do you all know that? Doesn't surprise me. Number 43, LSD has been used successfully in psychiatric therapy. Now, here's a good one. This is one that I'll bet you very few, if any of you guys, ever knew. Remember Carl Sagan? Billions and billions and billions. Remember him? Okay, died, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, something like that. You know, probably one of the most famous scientists in the world and astronomers. Number 44, Carl Sagan was an avid pot smoker. And you know what's interesting about that? Now, the pot is not legal. I mean, alcohol is legal, and I've heard, you know, conflicting stories from people. People drink alcohol and they don't like people that smoke pot, and people that smoke pot sometimes don't like people that drink alcohol. And the pot smokers say, well, you know, it doesn't kill your brain cells, and the people that drink alcohol don't take too much stock in that, or they don't think it's killing their own brain cells. But the pot smokers, I have met more pot smokers that are in professional positions of psychologists and high level, you know, people that you know have to be critical thinkers. They smoke pot, but they don't drink. Pretty interesting, huh? So I guess maybe there may be some truth to the theory that smoking pot does not kill brain cells. At any rate, number 45. One of the heroes of Black Hawk Down is a convicted child molester. Number 46, the auto industry says that SUV drivers are selfish and insecure. Now, I'll go along with that. How many people have been on the road and you know, you run into a case of road rage, and I've done that so many times in this town. And more times than not, and I would have to say probably better than 75% of the time, you know, when you get somebody that cuts you off, or you get somebody that flips you off, or you get somebody that, you know, chases you like I've had done – 75% of the time or better, that individual is driving an SUV, and I'm betting you that the reason that they do, or that the reason that they have more of a tendency to have that attitude, is because an SUV would give one the same attitude as driving a pickup truck when you're looking down on the car next to you. I don't know, just a theory. Number 47. Okay, ladies, be ready for this one. I apologize ahead of time. The word squaw is not a derisive term for the vagina. I've heard that before, but you know, I've heard that Indians, you know, people have said that the Indian word squaw meant that term, and this is saying that it doesn't. So number 48, you can mail letters for little or no cost. I don't know, is 41 cents little? That's what it costs to put a stamp on a letter. Number 49, advertisers' influence on the news media is widespread. And number 50, the world's museums contain innumerable fakes. Where did I get this? I got this out of a book called 50 Things You're Not Supposed to Know by Russ Kick. I don't even know how I ran across it. It's copyrighted in 2003. I guess this guy wrote this book, and it was printed in Mexico. But you can get it online. I'll tell you what. I'll post a copy of this. I'll post a link to this on my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. And if you guys want to, you can go in there, look it up, and it'll elaborate on every one of those 50 things that I just – I read off the chapters, but it'll elaborate on every one of those things if you want to take the time to go in there and read it. And because I don't have time to go into it today. I just don't have enough. But at any rate, I want to mention now a couple things. Coming up second hour tomorrow, I've got John Onesti coming up. We're going to talk about the economy a little bit. The Fed just injected a number, what was it, another, what, $40 billion into the market. And what I have said before, people have been listening to me know on former shows, I have made a prediction that what they're doing is they're artificially keeping this economy, the dollar and so forth, propped up until after the holidays. They want us all out shopping. They want us all out spending money on credit cards. Matter of fact, some of the stores are out there. They're enticing people to take out credit cards and charge it because if people come in there, they know, you know, the people don't have much money. Oh, we'll take out a credit card. We'll give you a discount if you do, or a bonus if you do, or something of that nature. And it is my firm belief that, yes, they are indeed keeping the economy artificially propped up by injecting this money into the stock market until after the holidays. Once all the money has been spent on the Christmas shopping is when I think we're going to see that teetering on the cliff, which we've been watching. And for those of you who watch, and I watch gold every day. I watch the dollar, and I watch what's going on in the markets, the mortgage market and so forth. And for the last – how long? I'd say probably a year, I'd say. But most recently, the past 2 months, 2.5 months, the volatility in the market when it comes to the dollar basis points, the dollar going up and down, and the price of gold and price of silver fluctuating. I have seen more volatility, more fluctuation, more change in this last 2 months than I have seen in years. And I've never followed it as close as I have in past years, but I've been watching this very, very, very closely for the last 6 months. And you know what it reminds me of, guys? It reminds me of a game. What do you call it? Oh, you call this. There's a game called Jenga, and it's kind of like blocks. And you build these blocks up, and you go higher, and you keep. You'll pull out a little piece of wood here and a piece of wood there, and it continues to get more flimsy and more flimsy and more flimsy. And the more of these pieces of wood that you pull out, the more it leans back and forth. Till at one point in time, somebody pulls it out, and the whole thing falls down. This is what this market is reminding me of, is that it's getting more and more volatile. It is getting more and more shaky. The corrections, the ups and the downs are just getting more and more voracious to the point where at some point it doesn't make any difference what the plunge protection team and what these, you know, whoever else is trying to affect it. I don't think it's going to do any good. But the timing's not right. They have to keep this propped up till after the holidays. 2008 is an election year. It's going to get more and more interesting the closer we get to an election, if there even is an election. Makes me wonder what this administration's going to do now that this national intelligence estimate has come out with all these different intelligence agencies that said Iran stopped their nuclear program years ago. What are they going to use now? They're bombed if they do, and they're bombed if they don't, according to Ron Paul. Should be very interesting to see. Well, I guess my phone lines aren't lighting up today. I was really curious to know if anybody had bought a can of that license plate spray. I guess I'm going to have to find out on my own. Am I going to have to turn around and spend $30, order a can of this stuff, spray it on my license plate, and blow through a camera van to make sure that it works before I offer it for sale to you guys? There's not one listener I have out there that's bought a can of this stuff that's used it and can attest that it works. I'm saddened. All right. Tomorrow I've got John Onesti coming up. Friday, on the subject of this economy and the fact that it's teetering, I'm going to cover this in some detail because I've got none other than Dr. Edwin Vieira coming up Friday. Going to talk about that. Might get into this thing a little bit with the rating of the Liberty Dollar. And on the subject of the Liberty Dollar and the fact that they were rated, I just got a little snippet that E-Gold, I believe the same thing happened to that venue where they rated the E-Gold. Just got a message here that says, Julie, my secretary, told me that our local news did a story on that, and it doesn't work. See, I'm getting pros and cons on this, guys. But I'm really excited because if you can spray something on a license plate and blow through one of those vans and not get a ticket, I'm all about it. Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hello, Patrick. Hello, Patrick, are you with me? Hello, Patrick, are you with me?
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
All All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment here, a few minutes left. I got to the heart of the problem, folks. I've got this little button on the side of my wire for my microphone, and every once in a while it'll squeeze up between my leg and the chair, and if I lean on it, it shuts me off, and I can't hear anything. So that's why I went to the break and didn't hear the music. And anyway, let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, bud?
The license plate deal? Yes. Not 100% sure on this, but pretty sure. If you actually spray it on your license plate, you can actually, if you look at it from an angle, you can see it obscures the license plate. So it makes it noticeable for anybody who's sitting behind you at an angle.
Okay, wait a minute. If you're looking at it from an angle, it obscures your license plate.
Correct.
So what does that mean? That means if a camera takes a picture of it from an angle, that it doesn't get the picture? What?
Well, if a cop's sitting adjacent to you, he'll see that your license plate looks funny.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I just got a message from my secretary, Julie, RBN secretary, that says that I guess they did a report on that in Austin. They say it doesn't work. And the problem that I'm having here, Patrick, is that I'm getting just as many people saying it does work as people saying it doesn't work.
Well,
and I would love to, because I'm an advocate of this. I mean, you know, if this product really did work, I would be out running up and down the street selling this stuff all over the place, and I would be promoting this on my website and promoting this to my listening audience like there's no tomorrow, because it just sticks in my craw that a company, a privatized company, would be taking half of, if not more than half of, and then giving the other part of it to the city, the corporatized city, at our expense, and, you know, causing us to go to traffic school, putting points on our driving record, and getting us into a database. I don't know about you, that just sticks in my craw, boy.
Yeah, I have a radar detector and laser deflector thing on my car, and it works great, but I have it all concealed. It's built hardwired into the car.
Well, just let me ask you, but, you know, they're talking about this RFID chip thing. And so is that, you know, that doesn't – the RFID chip, it's like, you know, clocking you from point A to point B and having some kind of technology that, you know, tracks you between those two points with lasers or whatever they are. And whatever that equipment you have in your car, that would not protect you against that though, right?
Correct, it wouldn't.
Okay, so it's an ongoing thing. It's like the Cold War. You know, Russia builds 10 missiles, we got to build 20, and then Russia builds 20, we got to build 20 more. So every time they come out with some new technology, then we have to wait for somebody to come out with something to offset that. So it's a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way, right, Patrick?
You've been to Austin. I mean, you've seen the amount of cameras up here.
Oh, I know.
Some intersections are like 16 to 20 cameras sitting on the intersection. You can't approach it from any direction.
It's George Orwell's 1984, and I mean, I drive down the road today. I just went over this morning and drove down over to Scottsdale this morning, and I was, you know, I'm paying close attention now. I'm watching this stuff, you know, and what people don't realize is that, you know, I'm watching them now watch me, and most people don't even pay any attention to it. But the fact is that these cameras are all over the place, you know, and it doesn't affect you unless you know what they are specifically. You know, people see these things sitting up there, they don't know what they are. A lot of people don't.
Well, here's something interesting. You can go on a website on the internet. I'm not exactly sure which one it is, but I came across on whatreallyhappened.com. Uh-huh. And you can actually go to this website, select an intersection up in D.C. that you'd like to watch, and you can watch the feed on the intersection, see the cars and people walking by.
Oh, that's disgusting, man. Yeah.
Well, I thought that was disgusting. My girlfriend thought that was pretty cool. I was like, no, and you think these are traffic cameras?
Your girlfriend thought it was cool?
Oh, yeah.
Another girlfriend if I were you. I'll tell you. I'm just kidding you. All right. Thanks for the call, Patrick. I appreciate the input. End of another day, folks. Be back tomorrow with John Onesti, second hour. A little bit of news, first hour. John Satmiller should be doing the National Intel Report today. I heard him on Cash Flow today, so stay tuned for that program. Don't know whether he's got any guests or not, but even if he doesn't, he's always got a good show. So I will see you tomorrow. Bye for now.